afraid. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Ron is dead.
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you? Let's go, Red Sox.
Let's go,
Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Well, Dick, well, yeah.
Now, that's why they call me Cudsey.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good morning. We are the Touch and Rich radio program, 617-779-0985. Last night, a very emotional night.
Oh, you saw the finale of Kevin Can Wait?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Did you check that out?
I did watch it. And it was just like so bad that it's not even worth playing. I could play a couple parts, but it wouldn't really fit in with the game that we play.
It was not as predictable?
It's not that it wasn't predictable. There was one part that was predictable. There was one there was one good question. We play the Kevin Can Wait game where Fred knows everything about every scenario that has ever been made in sitcoms. And this follows every single formula and rule that have been established since the 1960s when it comes to sitcoms.
Right.
So in this episode, his old band gets back together, and his band is comprised of Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, and some guy who's like a legitimately good musician. And that's part of the joke, is that they don't think that he's any good, but he's like really good. Mm. But there's only one predictable part of it that is just that you'd be able to play a game out of it. The rest of it, it's like the worst. Like, you can tell Sandler knows these are the worst jokes he's ever told, but he's getting a paycheck.
He's promoting his film.
Well, that's part of it, yeah, for the Netflix thing.
No, that's
right.
Entirely, it's not the paycheck, it's promoting the film. And I can tell you this, is that Google Kevin James, a-hole, and you could spend 3 days reading about what a jackass he is.
We can play some of it if you want to, but I mean, there wasn't enough for a game, but there was one
sure,
part.
We can play that.
Yeah.
Let's play that today.
Okay.
All right. So last night, a double episode of New Girl. It is emotional. There is only one left. Nick proposes to Jess. I don't want to ruin everyone's time. But if you didn't watch it live, I mean, you know, you're not a fan. And so I had this idea that on next Tuesday, I would have the guy from TV Guidance Counselor. That's the name of it, right?
Oh, yeah. That guy's pretty funny. He's like, he collects more TV guides than anybody else, and has this really insane deep knowledge of television shows, like obscure ones.
Him and Nora over to my house. And live stream on Instagram are watching of the TV show.
Now, why Nora?
Because it gets clicks.
Okay.
No other reason.
Okay. Because there's a woman there, yes.
Yes. Because our audience demands one woman. And my wife was like, I don't want you to do this, and I don't want you to have her at the house, and 'cause who knows who she is. She puts nips in her purse. And I said to her, this is a negotiation now, because I think it needs to happen. I don't think this event, and it would be so funny if it goes up against the Celtics game.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
It would be. It would be game two.
Good.
Be game two against Cleveland if they win.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there, you know, one can only, you know, focus on one thing at a time.
Yep.
So, I mean, during that half hour from 9 to 9:30, I will tell you this right now, I will not be watching the Celtics.
Okay.
You know, that seems very odd to you, John.
It does, but that's okay.
As you are a someone vying for a job you'll never have.
Who knows?
Remember when Tanguay didn't get
the Patriots play-by-play?
And he became bitter and angry? Yes, and so I remember that.
Yes, like, yes. That's going to happen to John. Like, John won't get that gig. Uh-huh. He's not going to. You're not going to get it. I mean, you really aren't.
Fred, have I ever said on the air, I can't wait to take Grandy's job? Have I ever said on the air, boy, I can't wait to leave this program. You guys suck. No, have I ever said anything like that?
If Grandy left.
Yes.
And you didn't get the job.
Yes, it probably would be painful.
Yeah,
yes,
he'd get it though. Like I'm almost positive he'd get it. Like there's never.
I don't think he'd get it
because I don't think Tanguay ever filled in for Gil Santos.
I would like to know why not.
There's 16 games.
Also, the guy who makes the choices likes Wallach.
Well, I would like to know why. If Sean Grady left.
Yeah, Brian Johnston, right.
What?
By the way, Adam Jones has done games. So has guys from ZLX have done games. But
no, that's color, though. That's like the color. I mean, not the play-by-play.
No. Adam Jones has done play-by-play.
No, not for Grandy. He always filled in for Max.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, I mean,
you got that right off the top of the
dome. Why are you so sure that I wouldn't get the job if Grandy left?
Because they would go to someone who had done it before.
I've done 40 games.
I mean, they would go to someone who's more professional than you.
I see.
Max likes him, too. Like, he likes Wallach. Like, I think that, I mean, this is one of the times where I honestly think that he's the heir apparent. Like, if Grandy was to do something, like, if he was to get on cocky and bow up to our boss, I think that by the contract was done. Wallach. Although, he might not want to tinker with the magic, though, that's happens here in the studio.
That's true, right?
10 a.m.
Yep. Well, Fred, I guess it's a backhanded way of saying I'm indispensable. Thank you.
No, I think that there's a chance you could do neither.
Oh, I see.
No, I truly believe you wouldn't get that job.
I'd be out of a job.
And I'm not being an a-hole.
I came in a good mood today. Man.
Do you think that you would get that job?
I would certainly think I'd have a chance, yes.
Yes, you'd have a chance, but you ultimately wouldn't get it.
I see.
See, I think you would.
The fact that you're so dead sure that I have no shot is stunning to me.
I heard Gary pissed off the people that the powers that be. Like, I heard that he rubbed some people the wrong way who make decisions. And that's why he didn't
get it. Gary Tanguay was not getting that job. And I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, that may be true.
It was nothing he did. It was nothing that happened. He wasn't getting that job. They will bring in someone.
He also didn't regularly do play-by-play, whereas the voice of the Bryant Bulldogs is sitting to my left.
Damn straight.
Well, that will not impress them. There will be a guy. They will do a national search, and they will find someone who's done play-by-play for several years as a profession, just like Ryan Johnson getting. Okay, Ryan Johnson did play-by-play for the Bruins.
He did 2 games in 8 years.
You know that off the top of your head?
Gosher never missed games. Never.
Yeah, Gosher,
so,
yeah.
So you know, for a fact it was 2 games
in
8 years?
And they were both back-to-back. And I remember why, because we were at the Wing Bowl at Showcase in Foxborough. That was that Fight Field Montreal game.
Yep. Yeah,
he did that game, and he did one other, because Gosher had to go for a funeral.
And then you know that he's done no others.
Not the Bruins.
Not for the Bruins,
no.
I don't think so.
He did minor league hockey for years, but he only did those 2 games for Gosher because it was a point of pride for Dave. Dave never missed any games.
Now, you know that off the top of your
head. Yes, I do. Well, Dave and I talked about it. I mean, Dave called me and said, are you filling in for last year? Dave was like, you're filling in for Sean again. You know, Sean's doing something national. He goes, yeah, I missed 2 games in like a decade. I don't.
Wow. Very insecure people talking to each other. You got to miss some time, buddy. This is only you only get one trip around this crazy circle. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be sitting there worrying about going into work every day. No, but they'll do it. They always do. They go and then they tease the local guy and then they end up taking a national guy.
Well, they did. I thought we were friends. You know,
I don't have any say in what goes on.
No, but I mean, you could be a little supportive. could be a little supportive.
I don't think I'm being supportive. John, you're
pretty good. You know, I think you got a good chance.
I think you're fine.
And I don't think
that you get the job in any way, shape, or form that you get that job.
In fairness, I thought Ryan Johnson was going to get the job. Now, Judd Trott does an excellent job.
He does.
I like what he does.
You have to really lay that.
No, the reason I'm saying that is that I thought Johnson was going to get it because he was great, but little did I know that Johnson was very good. So maybe there is somebody nationally who would swoop in and,
sure,
and best you, but as of now,
I can assure you you are the heir apparent. No, he's not.
If he's old.
I'm not lying. He's old.
He's not that old as far as play-by-play guys are concerned.
As new play-by-play guys are concerned, yes.
So because I'm 50, I'm too
You're
old
50?
To do it. Did we not go through all of this?
Yeah. He had his big birthday shindig.
No, they're not giving you the job at 50.
Okay.
Ageism.
Okay.
They're not.
Oh, Fred, you're certainly entitled to your opinion. That's fine. I have no trouble with it. That is your opinion. And you seem so dead sure that I have no chance whatsoever. I might as well just give up now and not do it.
I don't know why you do the Brian games.
We've gone through this too.
It's a lot of fun.
I enjoy it.
Okay.
You have a family. Yeah, I do.
So why do you go down to Rhode Island all those times?
Because I enjoy it.
Yeah, but I enjoy masturbating, but I sometimes have to stop doing it to go do.
Well, that's an energy issue. That's you know, you can only
that's
do
just
it so
willpower.
Many. Yeah, no, seriously, there are only so many times, so many bullets in the gun.
Here's one thing that I do want to know though. Why not? Have you ever tried to do it for a college that was here in town?
Closer, yes.
Okay,
yes.
There's never any openings.
Yeah, no,
so,
I mean,
which is a good sign for his career with the Celtics.
Like, has BC been the same guy forever?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
BC, all right, the rights to BC are also owned by the competition.
Okay.
So,
is there anybody else?
There's always a party. I'm sure they're thrilled.
Well,
I bet you Bryant has as good ratings as the BC games do.
That's probably true, actually.
They trap him on that AM signal.
That's probably true, yes.
Someone says, why does Fred want everyone to be so miserable? Give John a break.
Okay, yeah. All right. I won't give you a fact that, again, it's my fault.
No, Fred and I will disagree. I do think you're, and I'm not saying this to be nice, I honestly think that you would be the heir apparent.
Thank you, Rich. Sort of I appreciate your support. That's very nice of you.
This is sort of the show, is that I will tell you a fact, and then Rich will come in and double down on the nice. So, no, you will not get that job. I'm just telling you. How many years do you think Granny's got left?
I don't know.
They're not popping you in at 52, buddy.
Okay.
I'm telling you that right now.
Okay.
How old's Grandy?
Grandy's a couple years younger than me.
Oof. Well, that's got to be a gut punch.
No, it really isn't. But thank you once again. You're really on a roll this morning.
Let me ask you this, John. If you had to, if all else was equal,
yeah,
as far as, like, you know, pay and otherwise.
Yes.
Would you want to live that life, like traveling and doing all that, or would you want to...
I think it's a situation where the job would be too good to pass up. It'd be one of those things, and my wife and I have talked about this occasionally. Well, every once in a while, we'll revisit the subject, and she understands. I mean, I grew up listening to Johnny Most. I loved listening to him when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to sit in his seat and do his job is a dream come true.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I see, that wouldn't suck. Being able to get the hell out of the house every once in a while would not suck.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. You're never going to get it. It's too old. They'll put someone in that's in their 30s.
Okay.
They will.
Okay, Fred. Your point is very clear.
Okay. I don't know why that's mean.
I just am
telling you what I believe.
Okay.
How do we get on this thing?
I don't know. You're the one who brought it up.
I have no idea.
I don't think I was the one who brought it up. I was talking about New Girl. I came in all hell bent on New Girl.
We're talking about Nora.
And then we said Nora.
No,
it's my mom. Did,
the,
my mom,
the live
my
thing.
Wife.
I know how we
did
this.
Just what I did.
The live
my
thing.
Just called my wife my mom.
Oh boy.
She's laying down the law.
The live thing you want to do on Instagram would be in direct conflict with Game Two.
And then you said that. And you said that was odd. And then I said, well, there's some things you have to do. And I said this has something to do with you wanting to do play by play. And then I said that you would never get the play-by-play job. Okay. Now we know. So it was a natural thing. I didn't come in here hell-bent on telling you wouldn't get the job. I'm just trying to prepare you for your ultimate failure. There's sometimes that that's necessary.
So you've taken it upon yourself to step in.
John, you're not getting that job.
Fred, maybe we should get our boss.
It comes down to...
I've been in radio for 20 years.
Should we get our boss on the phone and say if something was ever to happen to Sean Grady?
It's not his decision. It's not his decision.
Well, I think it's part him, part Celtics. I know that Max loves
It's almost entirely Celtics.
Well, Ainge has come on and said that he likes your calls.
Well, I'm sure Ainge has listened to it never. Why would Danny Ainge listen to the call on the radio?
Well, because he sometimes might be out of town or might want to listen. And he's heard us play the clips on the show.
Oh, yeah. You think that Danny Ainge is listening? Danny Ainge, who's president of basketball
operations. You're saying he's never heard a call of Wallach's?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's I see. I think he has. Matter of fact, he's commented on Wallach's calls before on our show. Yeah,
and I think that that's niceties. I think that he has... he does that to be nice. Kevin, go ahead.
Again, you have no clue. How old are Tom Heinsohn and Mike Gorman?
Yeah, they've been doing it for 40 years.
Okay, so they're also knowledgeable and old.
They've been doing it for 40 years.
You just make no sense sometimes.
Okay, how am I making no sense? Gorman got that job in his late 20s, and now he's got longevity. How is that at all counter to my argument?
It makes no sense.
Tell me how that's counter to my argument. Gorman's done it since his late
20s. Talking about masturbating. That's what's counter to your argument.
I don't. That's my hobby.
You know why I still watch? I'm getting off.
Okay. You get off. That's great.
Yeah, that's the guy who swore last week and said he was done. Sosi is Wallach's age, I believe. Sosi is, I'm looking right here, he's 50.
No, and he got that job when he was...
46?
46, yeah. And Surratt is 1 year younger than you.
Okay.
And he just got the job.
Well, that's the guy that called him about Ron Williams? Okay.
Yeah. He's the guy who calls in at 6 o'clock hour and constantly says he's never going to listen again and then swears. I kind of like that guy, to be honest.
Good. Call in. Kills a couple minutes. Well, listen, that's not happening. If he was so talented, why would he still be a Flash guy?
What do you mean?
He just does the updates.
Yeah, we like having him on the show. He's valuable to our show.
I don't deny that. But he's a 50-year-old guy who does updates.
Well, it's because this is his job. You know, I mean, he likes doing this. Ask him, not me. I
know he likes doing it, and I like John. But he's achieved nothing.
He's on the number one show in the city.
But it'd be number one without him.
We don't know that.
We will.
Technically,
we don't know that.
We don't know that.
As a technicality, we don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, he is on the number one show in the city, arguably one of the highest rated, I don't mean to pat ourselves back, but one of the highest rated sports talk shows in the country. And I would say that that is something that is very, I'd say you've hit a high point in your career. I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, but it's sort of like drifting behind a semi.
But you realize you're insulting Hardy now? You're insulting Jim Murray?
No. Hardy is a radio professional.
Okay, I mean, what are you doing?
I don't know Jim Murray's career, but Hardy is...
I'm trying to determine where the ball breaking stops and the mean-spirited stuff begins here.
I don't know how I'm being mean.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I can't help you.
I just don't know why they would take a guy who has a middling job.
This isn't a middling job. The guy is at the top. I mean, he's on the number one show, one of the biggest sports talk shows in the country.
Yeah, he's okay. He's on it.
Yeah, he's a big part of it. He's the third voice. That's a big deal.
So you think the show would get worse ratings if he was not on it?
We don't know that. We don't know.
Of course we don't.
We don't know. Well,
I don't know.
It's working with him on it.
I don't
know
if my father was not alive that the earth wouldn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know it. Like, when my father dies, the earth could crumble into itself.
John makes our job easier. Put it that way.
In what sense?
In that he is the guy who always has the stats. He's got glasses on the show.
He does not have the stats.
No, John,
you are so full of crap.
No, I'm not kidding you.
I like John, and I want him on the show. He just signed a new deal, and I was all for it. There's nothing that I don't like about John, but the idea that this show is
what he achieved. I mean, he's on the number one show in the city.
Okay, but he has not achieved as much as Oz.
Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe that's the
case. Has he?
But it doesn't matter. It's still huge.
Yeah, but are you going to go do the play-by-play for the Celtics?
I can't do that. I'm not talented enough.
Oh, please.
That's something that legitimately would make me. I would be awful at it. Play-by-play at any kind of professional sport, that is a gift, that is a talent.
All right, we have to break. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by middling 50-year-olds.
I'm just wondering when the beating stops.
Oh, I mean, shut up.
Pussy. Jesus God.
All right, it's brought to you by Tiger Home Inspection.
I was about to say the same thing to you.
Oh, yeah.
T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
Well, we'll start by recapping what happened earlier in the show. I said that Wallach would never get the play-by-play job for the Celtics on the radio. He was too old and not talented enough. No, I never didn't say he's not talented enough. I just said he was too old. And they'd take some national guy. They did that to Ryan Johnson. But then Wallach, off top of the dome, knew Ryan Johnson had only done so many games. So, anyway, I said these things. And now people have been calling in. 617-779-0985. Larry! Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, listen, Bob, Freddie, I love you and all that, buddy, but listen, just because something's true, you don't have to go around telling everybody to think. My sister's 427 pounds and she's never going to find a man. I don't wake up at 6 a.m. and tell her that she's going to be single for the rest of her life.
She's going to be single for the rest
of her life. It happened naturally. Like, I didn't come in going, like, I'm going to crap on Wall. Like, all I know is it started with, I want to do a New Girl Live thing. And then John was perplexed that I could do that during a Celtics game.
No, that's not true.
Fair enough. I interpreted it that way. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Fair enough. I'm saying, your New Girl thing is documented.
Well, I'm not watching the Celtics during that last time.
And
that
I was fine hour. With I had no problem with that.
Okay. No, I know you don't have a problem with it. But I would, and then it led into this thing. I didn't come in here going, I'm going to crap on Wallach. I mean, I can't sit here and look at my guy who's eventually going to get crushed. Kevin, go ahead.
Fred, man, what's going on with you, brother, man? What's up with your butt?
I don't know. I'm in a good mood.
The fellas in there with you, they need to circle around you, give you some kind of group hug or a yoo-hoo or something, man. You're killing
you. I'm not in a bad mood today.
Well, I don't know, man. You just shattered his dreams. Man.
Oh, well, I can't. I don't have the ability to shatter his dreams. I'm just being a realist and kind of preparing him for when his dreams get shattered.
What's next? You're going to find a little kid and take his lollipop away from him or something?
John's a 50-year-old man. Let's not compare him to a child.
I love you guys in the morning, but, man.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, please. I'm killing him. And John was, like, kind of upset off the air. And I'm going to go, F you. What the hell's wrong with you being so upset? I got nothing to do with nothing. I don't control the thing. All right, Neil's a wallaholic. Neil, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, you got to know that the only reason you talk about sports is because Wallach knows about it. You know nothing about sports. You're a bum. You're an angry ball bag that can't get out of bed without his intern helping him out.
All right. Well, they're not interns. First of all, they're not interns. And I don't know what's such a big deal about someone giving me a call. Why is that so ridiculous? I'm fascinated why it's so ridiculous that someone gives me a call in the morning.
I just like Fred the angry ball bag. Is that the new nickname.
Make a new T-shirt with it.
Make a shirt.
I don't have no
don't
problem
laugh.
With that.
Don't laugh.
I have.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
No, we've already submitted
the angry
seven.
Ball bag.
We've submitted seven.
There's a lot in the assembly line.
Neil, why is it so ridiculous that I would ask someone to call me in the morning?
That's not what's ridiculous. What is ridiculous is that he's the reason that you're on the Sports Hub in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Are you nuts? Are you crazy?
Keep you alive. I love you guys, but you know what? You're too angry and you know nothing about sports, so why would you crap on the guy that knows about
so
sports?
Why? But John barely talks on the air. Why would? Why is he the... John, do I not give you the ability to talk on the
you
air?
You do. I have all... Yes, you do.
By the way, Ryan Johnson chiming in. He goes, half awake, turn on Touch It Richard.
How the hell is he?
Said, for some reason, they're talking about the most painful thing that's happened in my career. It's going to be a great day.
Why the hell is he up?
Is he working in a coal mine?
I'm not quite sure, but he is not feeling it this morning.
No.
All right. What the hell is his deal? Up this early. I mean, when you don't get the gig you want, you got to go keep sleeping.
Someone said,
"Kill the day."
Someone said, "Bird definitely didn't call Fred today."
I'm not in a bad mood. I'll tell you when I'm in a bad mood. When I come in a bad mood, I'm not. I'm not. I really am not. I'm in a good mood.
New girl, you know, a little disappointing last night, but regardless, I'm in a good mood. You'll know when I'm in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to pout or dismiss. I am not in that frame of mind today. I was not intending on this happening. It just I saw someone. You know when someone gets a big smile on their face and then you know something bad's going
to
happen.
Like Sean Grady listening to this.
Big smile.
Yeah, I'm sure he's petrified.
No, you know, like when someone's got a big smile on their face, you know they're about to get hit with like a sledgehammer or something.
So is it Fred or your in-laws in town?
I'm not in a bad mood.
I don't think there's any danger of that happening either.
No,
so.
Well, my father-in-law.
They might be, but.
My father-in-law is coming in next weekend.
Oh, really? Solo?
And they're no, with his wife.
Ah.
And they're staying at our home. For the first time ever.
Okay.
And that's going to be a very strange situation.
Your father-in-law is coming to town.
Who I do... I'm going to break in a second. I like him. He's fine. But he's staying at our house.
Wow.
Because they always stay at a hotel.
Now, can you drink in front of him at your own home?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that you didn't like drinking in front of him at his home.
He had a whole situation going on.
Okay, good. So
right. In my home, I can do what I like.
So okay. You hide bottles down, you like drink downstairs at his place. Is
yeah,
that right?
Oh, yeah. And so does Stephanie. It's not
okay.
Just me.
All right.
And believe me, this is not like an alcoholic situation. It's just, you know, wanting to kill the day.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just make it all go away.
Yeah, just let the... Well, it's football at noon. I mean, it's football at noon on Thanksgiving. I don't think it's wrong to drink beer.
No, of course not.
All right. Well, listen, Sean, know for all the things I say that the Wallaholics are all out there and they support you more than they support me. Although the research says you're not loved.
No, that's true. I've seen the research.
But they put that you worked for the wrong station.
I know.
They did.
Research has me working across the street. Genius people that are in charge of that.
I think they just hate that station.
That could be it, too.
Listen.
I mean, you got to figure putting me at the other place knocked me down a couple of pegs to begin with.
I'm joking. I'm obviously joking.
Man.
I'm obviously joking.
Here are your numbers, John. We have you working at the other place, but don't ignore that. That's fine. Don't worry that we have you listed working for the other station. No problem.
That was pretty funny.
That's great.
The suggestion was for me to introduce you as John Wallach, like all the time.
Right.
So people would become more familiar with
you. Right. I know.
John Wallach, who works at 98.5 this morning.
And was the first voice on this radio station. That's fine.
Were you the first voice?
Yes.
Yeah, after the flip.
I was.
Yep, you were the
after
headline.
After the flip, mm-hmm. I was the first
one. For Vulgar Maz?
No, they did all of those Patriots games on day one, and I was doing updates
the hell is that?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody made that last night.
All right. We have to break. Jesus. All right. We're here are the headlines. John Wallach's forte. Yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Country and Rich.
Last night.
Take two.
It's all right. We don't stick to a script, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, we have Celtics tickets for tonight's game at 7:50.
8 o'clock tip-off, is that right, John Wallach?
Yes, sir.
That is right.
It would have been 6 if Toronto had just freaking won game 4.
I know.
We would have had the 6 o'clock game.
It would have been
eight
nice.
Okay. I'll tell you this, is that I'm looking at a preseason top 25 for college football. They have Michigan State at 9. I guarantee you that Michigan State plays in the national championship. Guarantee you. Absolutely. They got a stud quarterback.
Okay.
And I'd never say that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. It's got a random? Sure. Well, where's Kennesaw State?
Kennesaw State is vying for the best strippers going to the Cheetah. It's between the Cheetah and the Pink Pony. But even though I think the Pink Pony's gone.
Oh, the Owls. The Kennesaw State Owls.
You know what?
Coming in hot.
The Patriots aren't making the Super Bowl this year. You know how I know?
Right.
Because I want to go to Atlanta.
I was just going to say, it's in a city that we all want to go to.
Yeah. And that I would stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
or
a place.
Next year either. I've always been an advocate of going. Miami, so.
I've always wanted to go no matter what. Like, I, you know me. I've always said, I think it's good to go
you
to the Super Bowl.
Have made that pitch to management. You
know,
that's
Felger
true.
Felger and Mazgo. And it's like, you know, and they turned down like a ton of good guests. Because they don't like having guests.
Sure,
on.
Right.
Whereas I like those guests.
Well, I would pick and choose. I would say that I think we're in a position now that we can pick and choose where we go.
I think the only time zone that we would just say no to would be Mountain. Because if you do this one or Central, you know, you only have to start the show an hour early.
Right.
And then if you're on the West Coast, you could record the show at night.
There's nowhere in the Central time zone that I want to go to.
Because I don't think there's nothing coming up in the Central Time.
No, it's Atlanta, Miami.
L.A.
Is it L.A. in 3?
Yeah,
I thought it was 4, but whatever. I mean, L.A. would be, regardless. Whatever the case may be, L.A. is coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, but and the Patriots ain't making the Super Bowl that year. But I'm not speaking out of
turn. Well, that's after Brady's 2-year contract is done, right?
Well, he'll be 55 years old. But the Atlanta, I would like to go there.
Miami's a fun city, too.
No, but I know a bunch of people in Atlanta, and it would be fun for me. Miami's like whatever. It's like a vacation where you have to get up in the morning.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So it's not
the opposite of ice fishing.
Yeah, it's not. You're right. It's not the ideal.
Well, like David Price, when it's chilly, the Red Sox lead in the AL East has disappeared.
2-1. Swung on, hit in the air to right field and deep. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A Stantonian home run to right field.
What?
No.
Giancarlo. Non de medicar. That ball sure traveled far. Giancarlo. He hits his second home run of the night.
Stantonian?
Yeah. Okay, no, he. That's how he calls it. That ball made it over the right field wall. It was 2 rows. He hit it off his front foot. And if that ball was hitting Fenway, Mookie would have caught it in front of the warning track, in front of the bullpen. And by the way, that first home run, which is one of the hardest balls I've ever seen hit, you know, just numbers-wise, it was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball coming in. He hit it 111 miles an hour the other way.
So it was one of those that never, like, got off.
It never got higher than 20 feet off the ground. It went into, like, the first or second row of the bleachers, but it took about 3 seconds to get there.
Well,
it would have been a single at Fenway. It would have hit the wall, come right back to Benintendi, who would have thrown the ball to second, and Stanton would have been on first.
Do you think that they're hurting Benintendi?
By playing him in left?
And just, or by, like, you know, the way they're treating him, because he's not been overly great.
I'm a little confused. By the way they're treating him?
Just by the way they're playing him. Do you think that they're hurting him in some way?
Because he's hitting second or playing left?
Just he's hitting second. He's not performing at a level that people expected.
I think well, for, you can't play him. Well, you might wind up playing center real soon, but you can't. For now, Bradley Jr. is a better defensive. I mean, Benintendi was a center fielder in college. He's a center fielder in minor leagues. Yeah. There was no place for him to go. I mean, Betts is a gold glove, one of the best right fielders in the game.
Well, Betts
there's really no
Betts.
Other place for him to play. And as far as in the lineup, I mean, there's really no place for him to go other than second.
My son, for his pitcher day in baseball, which you had to go through, I believe,
yesterday.
Last night.
Yep.
They ask, because they make the baseball card, they ask, who's your favorite baseball player? He said, Mookie Betts. It killed me.
Okay, well, name...
What did you want him to say?
Anyone on the Cardinals.
But honestly, think
about your Molina.
Or Miguel Cabrera.
Cabrera.
That's right. He's got a Cabrera poster above his bed.
Okay.
And I think that's just because I made him.
Yadier Molina, who has a pair of sore testicles right
now.
Yes,
he does.
And unfortunately, won't be playing for a while.
Colton Wong.
Any lefty pitcher, you could have said.
But think about that. With Mookie Betts, though, okay, the way he's playing, name five players that you'd trade him straight up for right now.
I can't.
In baseball.
I can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
Not
five
players?
No.
Mike Trout, number one.
Trout would be one.
Harper, Kershaw, oh my God.
It's tough.
No, it's not. I haven't been following baseball. Washington Nationals pitcher, come on.
Oh, Scherzer.
Scherzer. Come on now! Scherzer.
Keep thinking. Come up with a list.
I can come up with a bunch of them.
Betts is a gold glove 30-30 guy. Those guys are very difficult to find.
I know.
I'm still getting better.
I'm telling you that there's guys that I would... I'm just giving you guys that I'd trade them straight
up. Well, you got four. I said, can you name five?
Well, I have to go... Well, okay, Aaron Judge.
You would trade Aaron Judge right now for Mookie Betts?
Yes.
I wouldn't do that.
See, I don't think I would either.
Well,
I don't think I would either.
Well, all right, dummy.
I mean, that was the argument last year. Which guy's better? I mean, the two of them are equal to each other.
Maybe I wouldn't.
And Betts
Judge.
Is a better fielder.
Maybe I wouldn't. Aaron Judge. All right, go ahead. I'll think.
Well, either way, it's been a tale of two teams going in opposite directions as of late. After starting 17-2, the Red Sox have gone 8-8, and after starting 9-9, the Yankees have gone 6-1. So there they are, 16-1 rather. There they are, tied for first. It's been a strange ride, and here's the guy that Fred's
early
having a hard time trading.
Early That's right. May, baby.
Mookie lines that one to the left. Gardner on the move. He can't get it. It gets by him. The run is in to tie. Mookie around second. He's heading into third, and he'll stop there, and the Red Sox have tied it 2-2.
That is Nesson, and Mookie comes in and temporarily ties the game. But the moment all the sloppy Yankees fans at Yankee Stadium were waiting for was the entrance of this guy, so they could give him the what for?
Rizzo.
You talk about getting thrown into
or no,
the fire.
Bryant.
Joe
no.
Kelly.
You wouldn't trade him for Bryant?
No.
In more ways
I would
than
not.
One. Yep. And, of course, there was all that transpired involving Joe Kelly and Tyler Austin in Boston. Here he comes.
Oh.
Boo, hiss.
What about, I'm looking at rosters. What about Lindor?
Nope.
I probably agree with you there.
Joe Kelly. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's Mike Trout. And then you could maybe say
Kershaw,
Bryce Harper.
Kershaw, Scherzer are good ones. Harper, yeah, too.
Sure. But that's off the top of
It's tough. But it's tough.
Yeah. I didn't say he's bad.
Scherzer's older, too. I mean,
Scherzer's at the top of his game at the moment.
I'm taking
but,
a picture
put it this way. Put it this way. Betts is, what, 24?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what he's doing right now is nothing like Red Sox fans have seen for a long time. I mean, he is... multi-talented. One thing to go 30-30, but to be a perennial gold glove. And that's not one of those, you know, borderline gold gloves that give a gold glove to everybody. He's a fantastic outfielder, in addition to the hitting and the offense.
He was to think that he was the second baseman when he came up.
Mm-hmm. Should we take a break?
With that cannon.
Do you guys want a break? Or?
Yeah. Well, no, because we're going to have to break in a minute.
All right.
So there's no real reason to break now. It would just be... a waste of time. See, you got to go zeros and fives.
Zeros and fives?
Zeros and fives.
Okay.
That's the Jimmy Stewart method.
Zeros and fives.
It's funny. Dan just said in my ear, Rich is just learning that. Yeah, zeros and fives, baby.
Well, I didn't know, because sometimes we have commercial sets that are a little longer than that.
No. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't we all matter. Admit except sometimes for, the commercials can except, be a little longer
except
than
for the 8 o'clock hour, the end of the 8 o'clock hour into the 9 o'clock
okay.
hour, because the commercials get less expensive.
Okay.
And in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right.
Hence the Felger and Maz in the midday show, not valuable.
Well,
in several hours, I don't think am I out of school, Dan, by saying that Felger and Maz is advertising until 5 o'clock is not prime time.
Sweet spot would be probably 4:30 or 5 o'clock, definitely.
Right, and our sweet spot is 7 to 9.
7 to 9 are the highest rates, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
The morning show 7 to 9 highest rate
for the station, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's morning drive. Oh yeah.
Of course, everyone's out and about.
they're doing things. They're calling it and. Who's the guy there, Johnny Wallgame,
yeah.
For the Rockies?
The big Blackman? Guy. Charlie Blackman was the guy who just signed a big new contract. Yeah, he's the leadoff hitter for them. He's an all-star. I would not trade bets for
Machado?
Him. Nope.
Machado? Nope. Blackman has a beard.
Well, that does slant it in his favor a little.
284, 11 ding-dongs,
sure.
20 ribbies.
Right.
You don't like that?
Not as much. I'll take bets over him if we're really being serious.
I'm just looking for people.
Sure.
I'm just spitballing.
But
him.
It's tough. It's tough the way he's playing right now.
No, those four guys you mentioned off the top are certainly
right.
good.
Fives and zeros. All right. Be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance to get tickets for the Celtics game tonight. We'll be right back.